The city of Philadelphia is trying to put the brakes on so-called wreck chasers, tow truck drivers who race to be first at the scene of an accident. The crackdown comes after a dispute between rival tow truck operators turned bloody this week, with one driver allegedly shooting another. From Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
If you call 911 to report a car accident in Philadelphia, the police aren't always the first people to respond.
Everybody knows the wreck chasers usually shoot out to get there. They seem to be there, and they're there pretty quick.
Rich Costello owns a towing service and garage in North Philadelphia. He says it's not unusual for two or more tow truck drivers to show up at an accident scene before the cops. They're looking for drivers with generous insurance policies.
Wreck chasers probably clean up most of the good accidents, the ones that are newer cars where they can make money on them.
On a good job, a wreck chaser can make hundreds of bucks on towing and storage or kickbacks from body shops. Wreck chasers are no secret in Philadelphia, but they did make headlines this week when one truck driver allegedly shot a second driver over a job. The next night, 13 cars in the first driver's lot were set on fire. Deputy Police Commissioner Jack Gatens says the feud seems to mark a new level of violence in the industry.
We've seen fist fights before. We've heard about threats, pushing, maybe display of a gun. But the level of violence we've seen this past week, this is unprecedented, yeah.
Tow truck operators in the city are supposed to be assigned to accidents on a rotating basis by police. But instead of waiting for the call, wreck chasers listen to police radio. So, as of yesterday, Gaten says police have changed their protocol. Instead of using the radio, they're calling for tow trucks using computers in their cars.
We just want people to comply with the policies and procedures. Obviously, there was a loophole that the people utilized scanners to try and circumvent the system, and we're just trying to shut down these loopholes.
As you might expect, wreck chasers are not excited about the new policy.
If we don't know where the accidents are at the time, we're not going to be able to respond. The police, instead of being able to handle a violent crime that's in progress somewhere or handling drug dealers on the corner, they're going to be sitting there blocking traffic waiting for a tow truck to come.
This man has been driving a tow truck in Philadelphia for 20 years. He doesn't want to use his real name because he's afraid of violent retribution from his fellow wreck chasers. He says the city is punishing a whole industry because of a few bad apples.
There's no war going on in the tow truck industry, you know. I've been in this business since 1989, and that's the first time I've ever seen anything like this happen in our industry.
Deputy Police Commissioner Jack Gatens doesn't have much sympathy.
So if they want to get towing business that way, then go through the proper procedures. Make sure that you have the insurance and everything else you need, the license to do it properly, and get on the list.
This isn't the first time the city has tried to crack down on wreck chasers, but police hope it will be the last. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.
All Things Considered will continue in a moment.